Hello and welcome back to the Butter Pie Podcast. I'm your host, Oliver, and today I'm joined with Jack.
Hello.
How are you, mate?
I'm very good. I'm buzzing about last night still, after an incredible performance in the second half, particularly, and one man's performance to win us the game.
Yeah, it was a bit of a light and day match, weren't it? Obviously, we're going to be covering both games over the. Well, I mean, there's not really much to cover about the Watford game on Saturday, but I'm sure we'll have to breeze over it. And then obviously, yesterday on Tuesday night, 4-1 thrashing of Huddersfield. But as you mentioned, especially the second half, because the first half in that game was very, very poor. I think it was like one of the poorest first halves I've seen in deep. Well, 45 minutes of football I've seen at Deepdale in a very long time, or almost ever. We were shocking.
I mean, I just don't think we really got going, and I thought neither did Huddersfield, but they took that one chance, that one sniff they got, and they obviously took advantage and went 1-0 up at the start there. Oh, I say the start in the first half, and
Yeah,
then
and
I did say to my friend and well our friends. That I felt like Mihic was needed.
I said the same as well.
I don't know. I just felt something about
A bit of strength needed up top.
just a bit of bullishness. It was needed about the front line, and obviously that change did come eventually, and we never looked back.
I know. Speaking of the Watford game, do we really have to go over it? Because there was absolutely nothing there. I mean, the only thing that we can talk about is the fact that we play with seven defenders. And going into the Huddersfield game, where, going into it, I was thinking, even if we win, we're probably still out of the playoff picture. And then Ozmagic just pulls us back into the playoff picture, pulls my hope straight back up. And here we are. I know exactly what you mean with the bullish feature. I called him a battering ram. Obviously, he's a lot more technical than just a battering ram. But Ryan Lowe mentioned that he wants him to stay on the last shoulder of the defender to be able to run in behind him. We saw that for the second goal, especially, and it seems that he's slowly developing his game. Obviously, he's had to wait, but that cameo, a hat trick in 8 minutes. The last hat trick's going back to Joe Garner against Swindon. So to see one in 8 minutes off a substitute, it's just a bit baffling as a North End fan, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, when you needed, I mean, when we needed a hero the most, he stepped up, and I think again, it shows just what he's, I think what he can give, and I never thought, I mean, we discussed last week whether there's a place for him, and yeah, it just seems that he needs to bide his time and take the chances when he's given them, and he's doing that. He
He's
really is
definitely
doing
done that,
that. Eight
hasn't he?
goals a season. 8 goals a season. Okay, you can say the hat trick inflates it a little bit, but still 8 goals in your return in your first outing in the English Championship is very good going, especially for someone who's never played in this league before.
Yeah, and I
But
mean,
and for a team like us as well. But I just want to get onto that Watford game. Was it really? Is it?
there's
Was
nothing
anything
to
to
talk
talk
about.
about?
No, that's
According
why
to
the chat
Google,
does
Jack
show, isn't
Watmore
it?
was playing in midfield.
Yeah, Jack Watmore played in midfield. That's
Why?
probably about it, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we can all. Oh, well, we can only say that is that the team selection was horrendous, and
I think there was a
probably.
lot of tired legs, wasn't there? Like Mads obviously didn't was starting on the bench. He came on for the last 10, 15 minutes. And then obviously he was fresh for Huddersfield, which, albeit probably weren't Mads' best game, but he still comes away with an assist in the last minute. But it's these types of wins. I mean, even in the second last 15 minutes, I thought everyone was exceptional. I think obviously Ozmagic coming on off the bench and scoring a hat trick was incredible, but Huge kudos has to go to Alan Brown, because the second he come on as well, he changed the game. He kind of gave us a bit more of an upbeat tempo. Obviously, the assist for the second one is a fantastic ball through to Osmaic, who, one on one and put it in
Incredible
the back of the
finish.
net. So yeah, fantastic, Alan Brown. Another one, Robbie Brady. I thought Robbie Brady was superb as well. I
He's
think
really
he's
turned it
really,
around.
I th yeah, I think he's been absolutely superb. Obviously, since coming back into form, probably one of the only negatives that I would say is the back three have been severely poor. And I'd definitely be looking to recruit there in the summer. I mean, albeit in the first half, everyone was really flat. But, the two bookings that Ali McCann and Dwayne Holmes had to pick up were because of the back line. They just backed off and they split. And the second that you try to get past the midfield, you're running one-on-one against our defenders and we're just backing off. And Huddersfield's goal, I mean, it's laughable defending.
Oh, it's terrible defending.
I was sat there actually laughing.
I was thinking Woodman's just pulled them out of trouble there with that incredible save for, was it Sobre Thomas?
I think
The back
so.
post.
Well, there was a couple of blocks. Yeah, well, yeah, the back post. Obviously, that got chalked off for offside, and then they come down the other end.
Oh,
Bergs or
never mind. Yeah, no, never mind. No,
Bergs
so yeah,
Berg
I'm talking
turns.
about
I think it, is it Cunningham? Is it Cunningham that he turns? And then,
that.
yeah, I just think it's just very flat. I mean, I think Hughes had an all right game, but I mean, it's the midfield and the attackers in the final third that have probably pulled us out of trouble again. Because realistically, the back line I thought was poor, albeit they didn't really have much to do in the second half. I just feel like we definitely need a look there in the summer. I feel like we've got the strikers spot on. I mean, it's all, if Osmaic and Reece can find a partnership because they're both on form, obviously Keane's done fairly well as well. I think we've got a brilliant mould of players there for up front, and then obviously you've got Mads in behind. You've got hopefully Brown stays. You've got Brown, Whiteman when he comes back. Ali McCann, Holmes for the centre midfielders. Then you look at Liam Miller. If he's going to stay, if he's not, you need another left wing back, a like Miller who's can beat one on one. You look over the right wing back side. If you bring in someone who's a like Liam Miller but for the right, superb. And then you look at the back line. I mean, Liam Lindsay's done fairly well this season. I think he's been fairly consistent. But obviously, Storey's done all right, but he's not really a ball playing centre half, which is what's needed for the, wide centre backs. So you're probably looking to bring in, well, at least four or five players, notoriously in the defensive structure. And hopefully, if we do not make playoffs this season, which I'm not counting us out of, hopefully we're be able to nullify our defensive woes and then be able to build as a team. Because I feel like there's a bit of a gap between the defence and the midfield and then obviously the attack. I feel like, especially in the defensive structure, we back off and then from like the majority of the first half, we could hardly play out from the back. Like the passing was woeful. I saw Lindsay play it away a couple of times. Storey gave it away. So I feel like we need to recruit there in the summer, especially if we make the playoffs and have a go at the Premier League. But that's way optimistic. But we just need it no matter what. We need to bring players in to solidify this back three and help us as a team going forward. And obviously, right wing back and left wing back, but that's enough murmuring for me. I hope you agree with me, Jack, and I've not just gone off on the tangent.
No, I agree because we're set to come up against an attack of Josh Sargent, Gabriel Sarr, Jonathan Rowe,
Yeah,
Ashley
that's going to be
Barnes,
fun, isn't
Walker
it?
Science as well. I am scared about Norwich because they do look pretty good. Although they bottled a 2-0 lead last night against Sheffield Wednesday.
Yes. I think these big games, even against Southampton as well, I think it'll show how good our defence is. When you've got to, when you come up against the best, you got to beat the best to be able to be in the playoffs. And
100%.
you come up against teams like Norwich and teams like Southampton as well, and Leicester. You know, they're attacking. You know, Stephen Mavadidi. Who would have expected him to be the player that he is now? After he's showing up here, I don't think anyone would have. But
I would most definitely have not predicted that.
you've got to see how our defense comes up against it. But that's the only negative that I can think of, especially coming from the Huntsville game. But they'll obviously have to show it against Watford and, well, not Watford, against Norwich and on Saturday because it's a huge game. But
Yeah.
going back onto Huddersfield, you know, we can't shy away from this Milson Oz magic. Oz magic, Oz magic.
Jesus
Yeah.
Christ.
What?
Oh my Christ. What did I just hear? Osmajic.
Yeah, magic.
Yeah,
He's
I
superb.
got that. I got that. I got that.
It just didn't work. All right, fine,
It's not that it
fine.
didn't
Well,
work. He's I'm more annoyed I didn't come up with it myself.
that is a mortifying lie. That is a horrendous lie from yourself.
Is it? Do you want to
But
get a do you want to get a lie detector then?
lie detector test on the Butterfly Podcast. Are we
Yeah, get Jeremy
broadening our
Kyle in.
horizons? Are we broadening our horizons and making it as well? I mean, the bar's already at a bare minimum, so we can only go up from here.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I mean, I think it was a superb hat trick. Coming into the first goal as well, it's a great ball from Dwayne Holmes, and it's great attacking awareness for where Osmanic needs to be. So obviously, the first one went in, it's great confidence for him. The second one, which is perfect where Osmanic should be, on the last shoulder of the defender. Coming through 1-on-1 and slotting it past the keeper. Superb. You know, then again, the confidence. Also, what a celebration, by the way. You know, who needs Bellingham when you've got Osmanic? Just
Oh,
saying.
yeah. I was just saying how cold he was to my friends. He's just so cold.
Yeah. Clinical in front of goal, which is, you know, what he's been needing. I mean, I think I saw a statistic somewhere about his shot conversion rate, and it's absolutely superb because he doesn't really get many chances, but when he does, he scores. And another thing, the third one, what a finish! I'm not too sure if it, like, I've watched it back a couple of times. I'm not too sure if it's hit, you know, he's hit it into his left foot or something, or he's just curled it into the top corner. I mean, fantastic from Brown down the right to give it to Mads. And obviously, Mads is going to stick it right on a plate from him. It's absolutely pinpoint. And he's having to, what is it, shove off? Is it Helic or Matty Pearson? And he just sticks it in the top corner.
It's a
But,
very
you know,
safe
when he,
finish. It's a very good finish.
but when he's that confident, when he was through, when the ball came across, I had no doubts about it going into the back of the net. I don't think I've had that confidence in a while. I think, obviously, he's brimming from confidence for
I do get that
having
feeling
two
with
goals.
Osmajic whenever he's like through on goal that I just feel like it's
He's going to score.
yeah, and I don't know why. He just
I
seems like
mean,
he'd be a cold-blooded finisher. I don't
yeah,
know if that's
I
just the
mean,
Slavic in him, but
potentially. Potentially. I just think he was super. He's bided his time and he's come out roaring. Like a lion. I think he has a tattoo, a lion on the back. So there we are. I mean, I just want to be able to see because they haven't really linked together when they played with Reece and Osmite. I think if they can find a way to play well together, I think we could be right up there next season. Or, well, I mean, I keep on scrubbing out our playoffs chances because I'm still so pessimistic that we're in this situation that we are. So, but I think they could be a proper strike force.
He could be. They have the potential to.
I mean, I might go on astray, but they could potentially be a Garner Beckford, If you can play well together and both of them are on form, you know, who knows?
Who knows?
Who
And
knows? But another thing,
yeah.
this is a general question. Do you think, because there's been rumors that he's not signing, what do you think about Alan Brown? Do you think he's going to sign on or not?
Well, if he
Because
was
it's
going to
been going
sign
on a
on, I think he'd
while,
have done
hasn't
it by now.
it? You reckon so?
Yeah, because I mean, either that or he does something at a player awards saying he's not gonna, I'm not effing leaving, you know that type of thing, in which I'd just be really, really, I'd actually think that's more distasteful, really. Call me,
Distasteful.
call, I don't know. I don't feel like he's a player that can get away with that.
Which, of course, it can.
I don't think so.
I'd have a statue built of Alan Brown outside the town, then me.
I don't think he can get away with that. I personally wouldn't be a fan.
Well.
If he does that, which I'm by the way, I 100% think he's going to.
You think he's gonna stay?
Yeah, you know what? I'll put my life on the line here. Just
Life on the line,
life
neck
on
on
the
the line,
line,
you
and
mean?
just say he's staying. But
Okay.
if I'm being genuinely honest, if he does that, like I'm not effing leaving thing from Wolf of Wall Street, I will kick off.
Why? That's the coolest thing to ever happen.
It's so boring.
Why?
It's
Why?
so predictable.
It's so predictable. What would you want him to do?
Just sign the contract, man. Just saying yes, and just explain why you've been putting it off.
Oh, dear me. Well, I mean, if we don't, for some whatever reason, don't make the playoffs, and then he does that, that's fantastic. You know, everyone's back up buzzing for it.
I might just be a absolutely miserable bastard then.
I might agree with that
Yeah, maybe, but
point
fuck's,
there,
oh my
yeah.
God.
But
But I don't know. I just don't feel like he can get away with that. Well, not in my eyes,
not in your.
especially when like last season and the season before, he was not particularly up to scratch.
Yeah, well, he was bang on it this year, and I feel like
Yeah, and he has been bang on it this
probably,
year, but it's
yeah.
like I get it.
You just don't know. I understand your point. I do understand your point now, but obviously, straying away from Alan Brown. As I mentioned, we've got a huge game coming up Saturday, and you've mentioned some fantastic players there, and Josh Sargent, Gabriel Sara, to name a few. Who's the one that you're looking out for most? Who's the one that's going to be the most threatening for Norwich, and who have we got to, like, kind of, well, not keep an eye out, because as fans, you're clearly going to see some quality on the pitch, aren't you?
Yeah,
Who do we have to be most wary about, but as North End, especially for the back line?
I think Gabriel Sara. I think he's obviously a goal threat and he's a good creative force with 11 assists this season. He's a very good, well-rounded midfielder or attack slash attacker, and I feel like he'll cause us a lot of trouble. Is he injured though? I'm not sure. I need to research this. He's not injured, right? He played last night, didn't he?
I think he played last night,
I
yeah.
don't want to be chatting all of this and then
Oh,
him.
yeah, Gabriel Sara is going to be superb. He's
Yeah,
out for the
Gabriel
season.
Sara. Yeah, he did start, right? Okay, so he's not injured and he did get subbed off. So, and obviously, we got
Yeah.
Josh Sargent who has 15 goals this season. And
Does he play off the left, or is he a
he's a
sole nine?
striker, he's a number
Okay.
nine. Sara plays out wide with I'm looking at the team from last night. Danny Bath, bloody hell,
That's a name for
Ben
the
Gibson.
books.
Right.
I think the one didn't they
That
have
back
Kane
line is
Brooks?
screaming for Osmatis to play.
Yeah, doesn't Shane Duffy play for them at the back, or was it Danny Bath that they started with?
Who? Sorry.
Shane didn't Shane Duffy because Shane I thought Shane Duffy
Shane
played
Duffy
for them. In...
didn't start last night.
I was going to say he's had a howling in recent weeks, and I'd be banking on Osmatis or. Osmatis, Keane or Rhys and Mads to be able to exploit that. I think it's a battle of the back lines, really. Who
Yeah.
performs the back lines? Because you've got, I don't think Shane Duffy's had the greatest of seasons, and obviously we've been all right, But I mean, the goals that we concede are a bit they're dreadful. So it's going to be who turns up, and it well, especially in the back line when he's trying to stop Josh Sargent, Gabriel Sarr, and
Yeah, but it
what
is a thing, right? You might not like what I'm about to say. And
go
I
on.
feel like I do feel oddly confident. I don't know why. And
Oh no.
I do. Right, okay, right.
No. I'm only saying oh no, because every time we predict something on my podcast, it goes the other way.
Okay, right. Yeah, but. It's
Go
not
on,
going
go on,
to
I'll
this
let you
time.
finish.
It's not going to this time.
Okay.
I might catch me and give me a minute. But no, yeah, I just feel confident. I just feel like this win will just give us a bit of a confidence boost and just what we need, you know. Be raring to go for Saturday, especially with how Norwich performed last night, bottling the 2-0 lead, showing they're vulnerable. I mean, we've shown we're vulnerable as well. We are one of the most vulnerable teams in the league, if I'm being honest. But if I'm being
Yeah.
honest, I just feel a little confident, and I'm going to go shut this cow for a minute. So give me a minute, just speak.
Yeah. Obviously, sorting your cat out. Yeah, I feel like it's been a massive confidence boost. I mean, it was very flat. I'm not too sure if Osimhen didn't come on and he did not blame 1-1. I think that would have been the life sucked out of the season, most definitely. But now, obviously,
The
the
results.
striker from the striker from Montenegro has pulled us all back in. And I'm not gonna predict a penny with him, because every time I do, we end up losing. So I try the reverse psychology every time. I'm gonna say 2-1 Norwich, with the hopes that, obviously, myself as a betting man, I'm very poor. So I hope it goes the other way. Like, if I put my house on black, it'd be red. So, 2-1 Norwich.
You'd be
What are you gonna go with,
homeless.
Jack? Well, yeah, exactly.
Oh, brilliant. So, yeah, I do think Norwich is going to be a huge test, and I think it'll be a huge test of our bottle, whether we can keep this up. And if we play like we did against it, we've beaten teams at this end of the. At this end of the table,
We have.
have we? We've
Yeah, we
been
have.
Ipswich,
It seems that we always slip up against teams
Coventry,
battling relegation,
Leeds.
besides obviously Huddersfield. Yeah.
I say, why not?
Go on, talk to me.
2-0 Preston North End.
2-0, clean
Two one,
sheet.
two one, two
Two
one.
what? Okay.
I just thought about our defense.
The clean sheet, yeah. Okay. If we get a clean sheet, fair play, I've eaten my words. But I just can't see it. I just can't see it. But massive game Saturday. Make sure you get down and support the boys. It's gonna be, well, pretty much every game now is the biggest game of the season. So the next one after that, and the one after
Yeah.
that, if we carry on winning. But if we do end up winning, we'll be 2 points behind with the game in hand. So, it's going to get very interesting very, very soon. So, unless you've got anything else to say, Jack, I think that's another episode wrapped up.
I think I should tell you what I've titled the episode name.
Go on. Is it like, because the last one, what was it? Cautiously optimistic. Is it cautiously optimistic part two?
No, I've a bit more faith in you, mate. It's your it's what
Okay.
you said before.
Ozmagic.
Yep.
Fantastic.
I've
Brilliant.
made the cover for it already.
Amazing. So I'm sure all you lovely listeners will be able to see that on the Twitter, and I'll give it a little post, and it'll be out. Well, it'll be out Wednesday mornings. It'll be out Thursday morning, because today's Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm losing track of days. But get down Saturday, support the team, and come on North End. Let,
Come on,
let's
North
let's not
End.
let this season let's not let this season fade away. And yeah, that's another one done. So thank you, listeners, for listening, and cheers, Jack, for obviously co-hosting again. And we will see you
Problem.
next week.
See you
Cheers.
next week. Cheers.